Now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. Amen. The word of God that we're going to focus on as we focus on one of the sins we have perhaps become comfortable with, irritability and impatience, comes from 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 and 5. Holy Spirit had Paul write to Christians in Corinth and to us, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it's not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. This is the word of our God. In Christ Jesus, dear fellow redeemed, ever wish you could go back and meet some of your ancestors that you maybe have only seen in pictures, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents? Think that'd be kind of fun to talk to them, see what their life and all was like? I thank God I've never met my great-great-grandfather. Because I've always thought I've been really impatient and quickly irritable, and I know my dad was worse than I was, than I am. And my dad said his dad was worse than him. So that means my great-grandfather would be even worse. Great-grandpa would just be a terror to be around, I think. But this is one of the things I've struggled with my whole life, impatience, irritability, that leads to sinful anger. Because that's what it does, doesn't it? It's not like all of a sudden out of the blue you just become angry and that you sin in your anger. It starts with the annoyance of that something bothers you and you become impatient with someone else because they don't know that they're affecting your day, which is vastly more important than theirs. And if you're quick to do this and you get there pretty quick, well, that's irritability. And if you're doing it all the time, that's just anger. And we don't think that's that big a deal, do we? Because we can see the reason why we're impatient and irritable and angry, can't we? People at times are jerks, and it irritates us. And it's their fault how I react to it, not my fault how I react to it. At least that's what my sinful nature thinks. And we excuse that as not being all that bad a thing. Well, what I just read to you in 1 Corinthians 13 is an application from 1 Corinthians 12, where it was talking about how Christians are to deal with one another and with others. We usually associate it with marriage, but it's really talking about how Christians are to live their entire life. And it says, well, love. The fulfillment of all the law is love. That's what Jesus said. What's the first and greatest commandment? Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and your mind. The second is like it. Love others as yourself. You love perfectly. Love is the fulfillment of the law. So it stands to reason then that if love is patient and I'm impatient, it ain't flowing out of the love God wants me to have. And if you stop and think about it, one of the fruits of the Spirit used to be translated patience. Now in the new NIV translation it says forbearance. Same thing. If that's a fruit of the Spirit, my impatience can't be a fruit of the Spirit, can it? What's left? It's a fruit of the sinful nature. It's sin. It's absolutely and only sin. I don't care if I can understand it. I don't care if you caused me to sin. It's my sin. God's pretty serious about all this. I mean, throughout Scripture, he talks about patience. It's over and over in the book of James, and it talks about patient endurance and different things like that. In the book of Proverbs, it says, whoever is patient has great understanding, but one who is quick-tempered displays folly. Proverbs 14. I guess you could start calling me folly because I'm often quick-tempered. Proverbs 15 says, a hot-tempered person stirs up conflict, but the one who is patient calms a quarrel. So, Proverbs 16 says, better a patient person than a warrior, one with self-control than one who takes a city. These are the things God tells us about what he wants in us. We can excuse it all we want. we can say it's not that bad, but I don't care what sin you rank as the worst, your impatience, your irritability, your anger is just as bad in God's eyes. He says, if you keep the law and all the law and break it only in one point, if this is the only point you've only broken it in, well, first of all, you haven't been paying attention to yourself. But secondly, let's just allow that this is the only thing you've ever done. You deserve to go to hell just as certainly as Adolf Hitler did. Oh, that's ridiculous, Pastor. No, it ain't. It's biblical. But you and I love to rank sins. We love to say that sin is worse or that sin is worse. And I guarantee you, we always rank the ones we don't see ourselves committing. During this season of Lent, a time of repentance, a time of dust to dust and ashes to ashes, we need to see ourselves for what we really are. God hates my impatience. God hates my irritability. God hates how that spills into anger that hurts other people. It doesn't matter if I can understand it. I can understand sin because I'm a sinner. But I need to understand better how offensive this is to my God. And I need to understand more clearly just how incredibly patient my God is. He didn't give up on us when we have been impatient. He didn't treat us as our sins deserve. He was so patient, he prayed, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing, as people were pounding nails into his hands. And I can't deal with someone that drives below the speed limit in front of me? I'm a fool. And so are you. Don't take this incredible love of God for granted. Don't think your sins aren't so bad. Don't rank sins. That's one of the devil's lies. Because then you'll think, yeah, God needed to come for that person, but not so much for me. This is Lent. I don't care what anyone else has done. If no one else had ever sinned, Jesus came to live and die because I'm such an impatient, irritable fool. And each one of us can say the same. I would tend to wager. And if you're thinking to yourself, you know what, I ain't that impatient. You didn't pay attention last week during pride. Because if you're priding yourself that you're not that impatient, you're kidding yourself. Do you have anyone in your life you deal with that is incredibly impatient, always irritable, and quick-tempered and easy to anger? When they do that and it affects you, how patient are you then? How often don't you reply in kind, at least in your own mind, being annoyed and irritable and angry at them because of the pain they're causing you and others that you love? Don't take God's love for granted. I think that's one of the greatest things Satan has got us to do. We look at the sins of others, decry them, and we forget to look at ourselves and see that the sins we are so comfortable with that we don't even notice hardly that much anymore killed Jesus. And he had no reason to come and live in our place and be perfectly patient, loving, and kind with everyone else, except that you and I can't do it, so he did it in our place. And then he gave himself willingly on the cross to pay for all the times I and you and the whole world has sinned against others by being patient, irritable, and angry. Because if we understand the depths of our own sinfulness, the depths of how guilty we are before our God, we won't take him for granted and think, you know what? Worship, but you know, it's kind of sunny. I got other things I could do. Then getting to know God better and getting closer to him and getting to know him and grow in him and express our love to him and hear his love to us would be something that we would crave, we would pant after, we would thirst after. But when we don't think our sins are so bad, God kind of becomes meh to us. And if he's meh to us, we certainly ain't going to share the message of the gospel with those who don't know it. So see your sin for what it is. Don't make excuses. Don't make rationalizations. Just say what we always say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And then rejoice in knowing that he is, that he has been, and that he always will be forgiving, loving, patient, and kind. Amen.